विद्यामधेयं विधाय हियरिंग च ऑल्सो अधा इमीडिएटली लोकः पर्सन अंजसा फुल्ली अंगा ओ ध्रुव मृत्यु डेथ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Translation. All the sages said, Dear Dhruva, O son of King Uttanapad, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sarangadhanva, who relieves the distresses of his devotees, your threatening enemies. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as Lord Himself. Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus, a devotee is saved. Responsibly, please, as it is. All the sages said, Dear Dhruva, O son of King Uttanapad, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sarangadhanva, who relieves the distress of his devotees, kill all your threatening enemies. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord Himself. Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus, a devotee is saved. Purport. The great rishis approached Dhruva Maharaj at a time when his mind was very perplexed due to the material feats exhibited by the yakshas. A devotee is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his inspiration only, the sages came to encourage Dhruva Maharaj and assure him that there was no danger because he was a soul fully surrendered to the Supreme Lord. By the grace of the Lord, if a devotee at the time of death can simply chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, simply by chanting this Maha Mantra, he immediately surpasses the great ocean of material sky and enters the spiritual sky. He never has to come back for repetition of birth and death. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can surpass the ocean of death. So Dhruva Maharaj was certainly able to surpass the illusory magical feats of the yakshas, which for the time being disturbed his mind. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Dhruva Maharaj's Fight with the Yakshas. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pango Langayate Girim Yatkipatamaha Vande Sri Guru Dinatarenim Nama Angushupadaya कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे ऑल द सेजेस सेड dear Dhruva, O son of King Uttanapada, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sarang Dhanva, who relieves the distress of his devotees, kill your threatening enemies. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord himself. Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus a devotee is saved. So everybody wants to be saved by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord? Yes? One time I mentioned that if the priceless gem is the holy name of the Lord as per Sanatana Goswami, then you put that in your iron chest and give me whatever is in your iron chest and I will take it to the lotus feet of Srishri Radharas Pyariji. So now we are hearing it is confirmed that this chanting of the holy name is actually the treasure for the devotees. But for the demons it is meaningless. Just like someone writes a thesis, it is his priceless by his hard labor researching for many years. He achieves certain things and that is very priceless for him. But whereas for the common people it is just piece of paper. So for the devotees, this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is priceless. That is the treasure for the devotees. That is actually the summum and bonum for the lives of the devotees. Devotees have no other business except chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Actually, just by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can be elevated and go back home back to Godhead. However, we know that here Dhruva Maharaj fought very hard and then he killed 130,000 Yakshas. It was almost the Yaksha race was finished and those who were wounded, someone's hand was caught, hands were caught, legs were caught and so forth, and other parts of the body were wounded by the first fight of Dhruva Maharaj with all the Yakshas. Those who are alive and those who escaped, they all were trying to cause Dhruva Maharaj some obstacle. And that is, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here in his purport, they exhibited magical feats. This magical feat is, you must have heard the person named P.C. Sarkar. You heard that, eh? So he goes different parts of the world and he exhibits his magic. In other words, he brings the illusion to the eyes of the common people. And likewise, the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always there, it is present. And this entire material world, we can see on nothing else but illusion only. Only illusion. The moment we go outside the temple, we see illusion. The billboards, the this, the that. Those who never been to the Western world, there is one devotee here, you can ask the Prabhu how the illusion is so powerful in the Western world. So this illusory energy is very powerful, it is very difficult for the living entities or the conditioned souls to surpass. But by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, only one can surpass it. When Narsingadev killed all the powerful soldiers of Hiranyakasipu, Narsingadev was fearful, very fearful. The blazing fire was coming from his mouth as if he is going to burn into ashes the entire world. So likewise, following the footsteps of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj was like a fireball. He was nothing else like fireball. He killed all the yakshas. By killing all the yakshas, he became really vicious. So, but helpless yakshas, they didn't have anything else. The last instrument was their illusory energy. These yakshas and rakshasas, they have some special sakti. The devotees, when try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, going through severe austerities, they achieve some transcendental sakti or potency for which they use for the benefit of the mankind, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. But whereas the yakshas and rakshasas, what they do, they use for their own sense gratification, to satisfy their ego, to oppress the conditioned souls. That is why you can see in the present days, the leaders of the society, they are not concerned about the conditioned souls or the subjects. They simply try to suck their blood and enjoy. And I can give from Shastric point of view, when Sita Devi was already stolen by Lord Ram. Ravan. So Ram was very upset and just by the help of the Banar Sena or the monkey soldiers, he is ready to Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Shri Radharas Vyariji Lalita Vishaka Devi ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. So So Lord Ram is ready to fight with Ravan, and he is trying to make arrangement of his, by the help of his monkey soldiers. And Hanuman, Angad, Sugriv, and a few others were their generals. And of course, Vibhishan was there. So to understand or to know the strength of Lord Rama's soldiers, Ravan sent his spies. And who are they? Sukha and Saranga. So these two spies, they are very powerful. These demons have such mystic power. So Prabhupada is talking about here magical feats. So these demons are very powerful. Because of their tapas, they achieve this mystic power. So therefore, they achieve this magical feat. So what they did, they came from Lanka and then they changed their form. And by dint of their mystic power, they become just like a monkey soldier. These two personalities, holding the gada just like a mace, just like Hanuman, just other monkey soldiers, they were roaming around. So they came to the camp of Lord Ram and they were moving around. They were roaming around and just watching to give the feedback to his boss, Ravan, that this is the strength of Lord Ram and how many soldiers he has and so forth. So like all other monkey soldiers, this Sukha and Saranga in disguise, they came. And all of a sudden, while Lord Ram was moving around to watch, to see his soldiers, how things are going on with them, Vibhishan was with them, because Vibhishan was kicked out by Ravana. Since he became the devotee of Lord Ram, and when Hanuman came, actually Hanuman came to see just Lanka, before burning Lanka, so he saw that just, you know, only one person was chanting Sitaram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Only one person was chanting this mantra, holy name of the Lord. Who is that amongst the demons? He said, my dear Hanuman, I am the tongue between the teeth. Just like a tongue between the teeth. That means he expressed that I am amongst the demons, I am the only devotee making effort to chant the holy name of the Lord and worship the Lord Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Hanuman was really surprised. So they are very same division. When he came and he took shelter of Lord Ram, and since he was coming from the demoniac family, although he is a great devotee, he achieved also this mystic power. And because of his mystic power, and he was able to see this Sukha and Saranga, these two spies of Ravana, who were in disguise, that they are trying to inspect Lord Ram's strength. Lord Ram's soldiers, they were trying to inspect. And the moment Vibhishan saw, he immediately informed to Lord Ram, my dear Lord, that Ravana's spies are over here, that they are in disguise, they are with magical feats. Because of that reason, just they are over here in disguise as common soldiers, monkey soldiers, that they are trying to inspect. So at this, Lord Ram, by the help of his monkey soldiers, he captured those two spies, and he was brought to the attention of all these generals. And in fact, as per the course of scripture, the person who spies without informing, or who is trying to do unlawful act, he should be given a mrityu danda. He should be given death sentence. Lakshman was very, really enraged. He was very upset, angry. And he said, my dear brother, he should be culprits should be given death sentence right away without any change, without any delay. Hanuman said, yes, 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 my lord. Jo agya hazur. Yes, my lord, they deserve this punishment. And other generals, they also said, yes, my lord. But pacifying all his generals, including Lakshman Ram, said, "Bring them here right in front of me and untie that you have tied them up, their hands and feet, you untie it." They untied, and Lord Ram said, "My dear Sukha and Saranga, you were sent by Ravana to see the strength of my soldiers and me. My soldiers, my generals will escort you one camp to another, one place to another. You go and see the strength of my soldiers and you go back and tell Ravana. And tell Ravana." This is what Lord Ram said. Without any harm, because he is Maryada Purush, he who kept the family tradition just as it is, intact, without any change. So this Maryada Purush, he was so humble, so nice, and he gave this instruction. And after that, these two spies who were in disguise, they became embarrassed, falling flat at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. They begged apology and said that, "My dear Lord, any punishment that you give, that we deserve, please give it to us." Lord Ram said, "This is your punishment, that you saw the strength of my soldiers and you go back and tell your Ravana, tell your big boss." But nowadays, these modern CIAs, FBIs, CIDs, all these, can they change the form, their form? Can they do these things? They can just cut their hair, or they can cut half of their mustache. They can become little crazy, abnormal of this human society, and they can come and just, you know, try to move around to spy. But in ancient days, the point I'm trying to make is, in ancient days the science was there that one could go to the enemy's camp and just know spy. Srila Prabhupada is talking about that when Dhruva Maharaj became winner of the battle fighting with the Yakshas, so the Yakshas were helpless and they were trying to mesmerize him by sowing, as we read before, that the as if the powerful tiger and elephant, they're coming, the blazing fire is coming, you know, the heavy high tide of the ocean with foaming, it is coming, and so forth, as if it is going to devour him, to Dhruva Maharaj. So this illusory energy, because of their illusion, they were able to sow. So when the devotees, but in case of the devotees, when they see such illusory energy, what they do, simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even at the time of the death, if just they are helpless that they cannot fight or become defensive against the enemies, so what they do, simply they chant Hare Krishna. Just by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can elevate himself and one becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. That is what Srila Prabhupada has mentioned over here very clearly. So for the time being, Dhruva Maharaj was disturbed because he saw this illusory energy of the demons. So we should understand that the modern society is really disturbed. We can see, yesterday we heard Gyanagami Prabhu was discussing about Varnasram system. Srila Prabhupada dreamt about this Varnasram system, that he wanted this Varnasram system should be implemented so that the common people in general, they can remain peacefully in the society, that they can execute their service in the society as well as to the Supreme Lord very peacefully in this way, they can keep up their dharma. But unfortunately, although that very same vanasam system is there, but it is in reflected manner. It is in reflected manner, it is not in proper order. The brahmana is doing the sudra's job, the sudra is doing the brahmana's job, and the system is completely chaos. There is no social order. Previously, the washerman's duty was to wash the clothes. The sweeper is to sweep the places. The kshatriya's duty was to protect the society. The brahmana's duty was to do what? Patan, patan, jajan, jajan, tatha, pratighana. His duty is samadama tapas saucham kantir arjavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma subhavaja. This is the qualities of the brahmana. And so does the kshatriya. He does his administrative duties to protect the society. So does the vaishyas. What they do, just as per Bhagavad Gita, they take care of the cows, the business, and till the field, grow the crops, and take in this way the society, take care of the society. And the sudras, they take care of the, by working for the other societies, other these three categories. In this way they keep the society's balance. That was created by the Supreme Lord. But when we go deeply to the philosophy, this philosophy cuts from one section to another and it proceeds forward, because it is being coming from the Supreme Lord through disciplic succession. When Rai Ramananda, it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Rai Ramananda was the governor of South India, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through and he wanted to hear from Rai Ramananda. Rai Ramananda, although he was acting as a kshatriya or administrative class person, but he was a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, and he was who? Visakha, in Krishna's pastimes. So this Rai Ramananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired very strongly that he wanted to hear from Rai Ramananda about the science of Krishna consciousness, that how the conditioned souls will progress forward in Krishna consciousness to go back home, back to Godhead. Rai Ramananda said it is dharma of the conditioned souls, dharma of the jivas, dharma of the human beings, that they should serve as per their prescribed duties. In this way they fulfill their prescribed duties to go back home, back to Godhead. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely rejected that. Completely rejected. Although we know Srila Prabhupada dreamt about it, that he wanted to establish this Vanasam Dharma. Why? Because the society is completely in a chaotic condition, that they don't want to remain within the order of Vanasam system. They don't want to remain within the Vanasam system. So that is why Srila Prabhupada wanted them, at least from conditioned platform, they can come to the human platform. When they come to the human platform, by remaining within these four orders and four orders, Chaturvarnam Mayasishtam Gunakarma Vivagasa, these four varnas and four ashrams, they can automatically elevate themselves to the higher platform. But unfortunately it is not yet implemented. We are still facing that trouble. Still facing that problem. Otherwise, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned very clearly, kibadipra kibanasi sudra kena hai, jay Krishna tatvabit sei guru hai. He who, anybody, vipra, brahmana, sudra, sannyasi, nyasi or sannyasi, anyone who becomes Krishna conscious, chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He who makes Krishna conscious to others, he has right to become the guru and elevate the conditioned souls. So, therefore, this Varnasam system is geoparadise. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned very clearly. I was going through between discussion between Rai Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are the one who are chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, devotee's position is beyond Varnasam system. Varnasam system is just plainly to execute their own duties as per their propensity. But whereas the devotees surpass that. Therefore, we are trying to become devotee of the Lord. And here in the purport it is mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. And he was temporarily disturbed because of the illusory energy of the Lord. Because this illusory energy is so powerful that it can affect the minds of any conditioned soul or anybody. Anybody. Even if when someone is in the pure, coming to the elevated to the pure platform of devotional service, even that person can be elevated, bewildered. So therefore, we have to be very careful what we are doing. We have to keep up our intact our ashram. If we are brahmachari, we have to keep up our brahmacharya. If we are grihastha, we have to keep up grihastha ashram intact as per course and conduct. If we are vanaprastha, we have to keep up our ashram as vanaprastha as per course and conduct of the Vedas. If we are sannyasi, we have to keep up as per course and conduct of the Shastra. Then only it is possible that society can be peaceful and the brahmanas can execute their devotional service within the society properly, and the society will be harmless, peaceful, and the prosperity will increase, and the spiritual life will flourish. And in this way, all the devotees, those who will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in this way they can go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, Prabhu.
In the last line of the purport, It is mentioned that many men, the word many men have been used.
Many?
Many men.
Yes. I will read that first. Then you can ask. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can surpass the ocean of death. So Dhruva Maharaj was certainly able to surpass the illusory magical feats of the yakshas, which for the time being disturbed his mind. That is the last part.
Before that, in the line, there is many men. In this way, many men can be 30 or 4.
Yeah, what is your question?
Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty.
Yeah. I'm listening.
So please, the use of these words, many men here, instead of saying everyone or all living entities or all devotees, the specific use of these words, many men, can you please say something? Contextual purpose of these words there.
Many men, Prabhupada has mentioned many men. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord, Krishna will dance on the tip of their tongue. Tip of their tongue. And those many men will be connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like Samika Rishi was, as per Bhagavatam, Samika Rishi was at the trance. Even though Maharaj Parikshit gave snake on his neck and he was undisturbed. And many men can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they will also be connected with the Supreme Lord and they can also be benefited and they can elevate themselves to go back home, back to Godhead. Here many men, Prabhupada never kept any distinction. He didn't say anything about brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. In fact, the present situation is that we are trying to make effort collectively. All four ashrams that we are making collective effort to go back home, back to Godhead. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us congregational chanting together. Anyone who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will be benefited. Therefore he said, I mentioned in my previous classes, he was saying, you know, the brahmanas from Nepal, they were saying, Prabhupada, why you made these Kirastanis, these Christians, why you made them devotees? Why you made them devotees? They're eating cows, they're breaking all the principles, they're doing this, they're doing that. Why you made them devotees? Prabhupada said, who am I to stop? Krishna wants to dance on the tip of their tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Who am I to stop that? So anyone who comes, many men, those who come to Hare Krishna temple, those who come when we go out to chant Hare Krishna, those who join the Sankirtan party, Udila Aruna Purava Bhage, Dijamani, Amani, Jage. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the eastern horizon, just when the sun was coming up, everybody was chanting, Gaur Hari, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So anybody who will come, they will be benefited. This sounds good? Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu, you always ask questions. I think I gave up that habit and just you started. So I'm going to start.
Hare Krishna. Samik Rishi, when that snake was garlanded, he was undisturbed. But why his son was disturbed?
Yes. When I come to your house, I tried to betray your father, you will remain undisturbed. Although I will tell you philosophically, Srila Prabhupada says that when Narsingadev killed Hiranyakasipu, Prahlad Maharaj was completely undisturbed, and what he did? He took the garland and he was garlanding Narsingadev. Prabhupada was laughing and he was saying, just now, which son will do so? His father is being killed and he is, on the contrary, instead of fighting with his enemy, and he is garlanding. He is garlanding to his enemy. But when I go to your house and just try to betray or insult your old father, you will be very, very disturbed. So therefore Sringi was very disturbed. Even though Samika Rishi was in trance and he was completely, Prabhupada says he was completely lit up with the Supreme Lord in his trance. But when Sringi heard this, he was playing around with the boys. You are talking about from Srimad Bhagavatam. He was playing around with the boys and someone informed him, and after getting the information he was very upset. And he came and he cursed. And from then was this brahminical power, Shakti of cursing, was diminished. That is the point. So the thing is that it was obvious that he was disturbed because his father was given, instead of giving just such a great rishi or powerful personality, he was given a snake, dead snake instead of flower garland.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anything else? ग्रंथ है श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, जयलर श्री श्री राधा राष्ट्रीय हरि जी की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, इस डिवोटी की जय, निताय गौतमानंदे
हरे
कृष्ण।
जो आ गया हजूर।